Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, yes, indeed. It is time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That is me, and I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every day, 5 days a week, right here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. How you doing today? It's going to be a good one. We have probably the best lineup we've had since we started the show, the daytime show anyway. We're expecting Ann Coulter here in the next segment and the segment to follow. Maybe we can get her to stay here if she has some fun for the final segment, too. I got to start with a tweet, though. This comes in from Due Diligence. And it says, at AAR Mark, skinny lattes and tofu? Shanto, is the 2016 AAR Prius on order?
Speaking of, I drove one today and I got it ready for you.
With a nice custom AAR tag on it and a new paint job, right? With some logos.
You know what? What we really need to do is put the whole logo, just wrap the whole thing in AAR memorabilia. See how well that goes.
what we were talking about. I don't really know how we got involved in the conversation a few days ago. But to remind you, we were talking about somehow we got on the subject of food, and I think it was Starbucks, and
yes.
I mentioned that, and then you said something about, oh, and I suppose you like tofu too. And I said, I actually do like tofu.
Ugh.
And you laughed, and I said, you know, I qualify. If it's grilled, you can do some good stuff with tofu. It's food. It's good. I like it. It's not something I would say, hey, let me put my sandals on, go down the store, I'm going to run and get some tofu. It doesn't work that way.
Tofu's tofu.
I've had it in rice and stuff like that, you know, and it's not that bad when it's seasoned pretty well. Skinny lattes and tofu, you know, the skinny latte, that's just the sugar count, you know. Get rid of the sugar. Use the sugar-free vanilla, not a big deal. So that's what I was referring to, but Due Diligence at Twitter loved it. You got a big chuckle out of that in the Armed American Radio studios. I'm telling you what.
Too much.
All right. Do you know anything about our upcoming guest, John? Ann Coulter? I'm sure you do.
Oh, absolutely. I've been following Ann Coulter for years. Absolutely love her insight.
I have, too. She's amazing. Her new book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. I've read it coast to coast, back to back, front page to back page. And I highly recommend it if you haven't read it. I'll tell her this when she comes on, but because it changed how I was going to converse with her, quite frankly. As you're researching, you want to pick some good things out, right? First of all, I've been interviewed on radio programs myself. I've got a couple books out, and I, particularly when something happens like a new town or something like that, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, people want to talk with you, and the PR people get it out, and we'll talk. Maybe something in your book sparks it. And you got a little cheat sheet here that comes out from the PR people, and there's nothing worse than being interviewed by somebody who you know hasn't read the book that they're talking to you about. And it's obvious. Not the case here with Ann's books. It's one of those deals where you pick it up, you can't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I began highlighting some passages that I wanted to talk with her about on the air today. And I had to abandon that idea, jettison it, 86 it, toss it right out the window, throw it overboard. Don't look back. Because I realized I was highlighting everything I was reading. What are you going to do? You don't have time to go through the whole book word for word. So it made it difficult because the facts in the book are something that every gun-loving, freedom-loving America really needs to read. We've talked about immigration here on this program on several occasions with several different guests. David Kodria will be here tomorrow, in fact, to talk about what we discussed today, what you hear today on the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said, I don't know how many times, I guess if we wanted to, we could go back and count them, but I'm not going to do that, that immigration poses the greatest threat to our right to keep and bear arms in this nation's history. And I've asked you to think and ask yourself this question: why is Obama pushing this so fast? Why? What's with the urgency? Have you asked yourself that question? Anne actually covers that in her book. And I believe I highlighted that because I highlighted just about everything. Let me give you a quote here. Hispanics will never vote for Republicans unless they pass amnesty. First of all, moron Republicans, if they can't vote, they can't vote against you. Voting machines don't register angry glints in people's eyes. Second, Hispanics who are citizens don't care about amnesty. They're already in. They vote 8-2 for the Democrats because they like big government. That's why Obama's Spanish language ads during the 2012 campaign didn't say word one about amnesty. Instead, he promised Hispanics free health care under Obamacare. And I asked you, I believe I gave you that quote yesterday, too, and I asked you, what party is it that's coming after our guns? It's the Democrat Party. And goes on, the issue that won't go away, should Democrats be given 30 million new voters? She continues, another quote, great quotes, just permeate the book. There is simply no reason for Republicans to legalize 30 million people who will vote 8-2 against them. And on and on and on. So we're going to talk with her about that, and she gets into great detail, but her statistics on crime and immigration will just pop your eyeballs open. It's quite astonishing. It's actually quite frightening. Because another thing that we talk about here on the program, this program, the daytime show, and also the weekend monster program, if you listen to me at all in 6 years, you've heard me say, I can't count how many times, I wish I had a dime for every time I've said it. And that is, the mainstream media is the single most dangerous entity, I believe, in this country today. It's nothing but a propaganda machine. And their danger lies not in the bias in what they print and what they put out on television and what you read on the internet or what you hear. It's what they don't put out. It's what you don't hear. It's what you don't see that makes the media so dangerous. And she touches on that in the chapter about crime. We're going to go there with her. Fascinating. What you don't know that she found. Absolutely fascinating what you don't know. So we're going to cover some of that with her as well. 40,000 Americans were killed by illegal drug use in 2010, surpassing car accidents and shootings as cause of death. The vast majority of drugs in America are smuggled in from where? Mexico. Some of the statistics, such as this, that you may not know, including 9/11 deaths. About 4,000 Americans have been killed by Muslim terrorists in the past few decades versus 23,000 Americans killed by Mexicans. Did you know that? Probably not. So a number of issues that we want to talk about with Ann Coulter today, some things that I guarantee you didn't know. And I would highly recommend and suggest that you pick up her book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. Mm-hmm. Why is that important? To gain as much knowledge on this subject as you can, as a gun owner, as a freedom lover in America, why is that important? What if I told you for 6 years, what party wants our guns? As an institution, with few minor exceptions, what party wants our firearms? The Democrat Party. Let me repeat the highlight from the book. The issue that won't go away, Ann writes, should Democrats be given 30 million new voters?
Yep.
You answer that question. What party wants your freedoms? What party wants your guns? What party has it written into their platform?
Mm-hmm.
What party is trying to convince you that gun safety is common sense? It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They want your guns. Here's the quote I'll take you out of this segment with. There's no sense in arguing about any other political issue. If we lose immigration, we lose everything.
Yep.
Everything. Guess what category falls into everything? Your right to keep and bear arms. Yet the media continues to pound immigration down your throat. That diversity is good for the country. That it's such a beautiful world. And it's not. And when we come back from the break, I'll give you Ann's background, her bio, if you will. The book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. As an American gun owner, I hope you're paying very, very careful attention, particularly to Ms. Coulter when she gets here in just a moment. We'll be right back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom here every day, Monday through Friday. I appreciate you being here. It's a favorite part of my day. I hope it's yours as well. The book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole by Ann Coulter. Very quickly, she is publishing gold. The author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, Never Trust a Liberal Over Three, Especially a Republican, Demonic, How the Liberal Mob is Endangering America, Guilty, Liberal Victims and Their Assault on America. Mm-hmm. If Democrats had any brains, they'd be Republicans. Godless, The Church of Liberalism, How to Talk to a Liberal If You Must, Treason, Liberal Treachery from the Cold War to the War on Terrorism, Slander, Liberal Lies in the American Right, mm-hmm. and High Crimes and Misdemeanors, The Case Against Bill Clinton, and of course, her newest book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole. Let's go directly to Ann Coulter. Ann, you're a hero of mine. I love everything you do, and welcome to this program.
I couldn't be happier to be here, and especially I love having you read those titles. I really have the touch, don't I?
You do have the touch, and you know, I got to tell you, if anybody has any question about what direction this is going to go, simply reread the titles again, and you'll know.
Right. And you guys, you know, are the hero of the last chapter. I don't know if you've gotten there yet. But one of my, I had to email my pals in the immigration restrictionist movement and tell them, I wrote up a conclusion, and I attack you guys, because my argument is, why is it that the immigration patriots, i.e. the American people, always lose on immigration, whereas you guys, or me too, but the gun rights people always win. Even after Newtown, when, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, if you were watching MSNBC back then, mm-hmm. and I do, I watch every night,
yep.
for months they
yep.
were gloating, this time it's different,
yep.
this time
yep.
it's different. And they couldn't even get Democrats to vote on the bill. Oh my gosh, you guys have won. Meanwhile, even after immigrants blow up the Boston Marathon, Republicans vote to fund Obama's executive amnesty. So I say our groups have to start fighting like you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that is a great point, because the grassroots movement, what you've just defined is the difference between grassroots activism and AstroTurf. There's
yeah.
a huge difference. Bloomberg's money can't buy everything you're talking about. Freedom will always prevail if it starts at the grassroots. Is that a true statement?
That's absolutely right, and I think the grassroots are there. We're having a little trouble organizing them on the immigration right. issue, though I notice, once again, who were among the first people to say what you were just saying before I came on, and what I say look, every third page of my book, the immigration is the single most important issue, and if you choose to disagree with me, let me point out, Obama never would have been elected president, but
right.
for the last several decades of completely different immigration coming into the country. The Democrats designed this
yep.
because they looked out at America and said, okay, fine, Americans, you won't vote for us. We tried this the easy way, but now we're going to have to bring in new voters.
Yep.
And that's what they did. And everything, I mean, Democrats were so close to the tipping point now. Now they're bragging about it in public, with Roy Teixeira of Texas saying, mm-hmm. Calling it George McGovern's revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They act like they've changed people's minds. No, they haven't changed anybody's mind. They brought in people whose minds didn't need to be changed. And I think I saw among the great immigration patriots was, is it Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
He was one of the first ones I noticed, I mean, from a different sort of group, saying, oh my gosh, if we lose on immigration, we're going to lose our gun rights.
You know, I'm glad you brought him up. He's the only one out there right now being very vocal. Larry's a good friend of mine. Sean, he's on this program. Can't even count the times.
Yes.
We've lost track.
He's amazing. Like,
he's the best.
They will not put him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And by
mm-hmm.
the way, I now have 11 bestsellers. I just found out yesterday this book will be number 2 on the New York Times bestsellers list, which is amazing, because like Larry Pratt, I can't get the mainstream media to give me the time of day. So each of us will do, like, at this point, a mainstream media show once every 5 years.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's going to be number one quickly.
Why they won't have us on. Larry Pratt, wasn't he on MSNBC after the Newtown thing? Or was
there
some other? Is it sometime in the past year? It was the most magnificent argument I think I've ever seen on television. And that's why you will not see Larry Pratt on TV again anytime soon.
That's because he gets it and they can't argue with facts. The same thing with you. They wind up shaking their head, and the liberal argument always culminates with the following frustrating statement. Well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? What's wrong with that? And it's difficult to argue fact. And when they do, they just break down and get all frustrated. And let me ask you this question before we go to a break. I have made it very clear on this show, as you have said here just moments ago, that immigration, legal or illegal, it makes no difference, mm-hmm. is, and I'm talking about what you pointed out in the book, post-1965 Kennedy Immigration Act immigration, mm-hmm. is the single most determining factor what happens not only to the direction of the country, but to our Second Amendment freedoms. First and
Absolutely.
Foremost, is that true? Is it
Absolutely.
Possible that we lose our Second Amendment
yes.
in our lifetimes?
Yes. What other country? I mean, as liberals always taunt us, oh, no other country allows guns. Well, guess what? We're about to become every other country. And as this book makes clear, to let your viewers know, it's quite an exciting tale. You'll definitely want to get a lot more guns after reading this, because most of it, the bulk of it, is about crimes being committed by immigrants. Mm-hmm. And it is an all-new kind of crime. The ones I concentrate on are the child rapes, gang rapes, incest rapes, mm-hmm. because I'm a little tired of having to sit through all of these hoax gang rapes at fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the Duke lacrosse team, as I say, it's like the media is trying to, it's a conceptual art piece. We're going to try to convince Americans that American man is huge gang rapist. Meanwhile, actual gang rapes are going on right under their nose, and the media is covering it up. American women are about to find out they never had it so good as American men. New cultures are coming in. They aren't used to freedom. They aren't used to respect for women, and they certainly aren't used to guns.
Yep.
No, expect it all to go when we're a different country.
Yep.
Incredible. Direct right from Ann Coulter. I got to tell you, Ann, you've opened up just a big can of worms. I've got so many questions for you. I want to leave it with this one before we go to the break. A Long Island man, who I'm sure you've heard this story, just back on June 5th, just days ago, admitted to fathering a child with an 11-year-old, Jeffrey Rosales. I don't know his background.
Yes, I tweeted like mad. I guessed it was an immigrant because the headline described him as man or Long Island man. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's your first clue that we're talking about an immigrant, very possibly an illegal immigrant, had a name that wouldn't have been in a phone book back in the 60s. It was, I put all these in my book, the things to look for, because the media will never tell us it's an immigrant. The next thing you look for, a particularly disgusting sexual crime, like child rape, gang rape, incest rape. And finally, the only way to really prove it, and I'm not 100% sure, but oh boy, the Long Island town he has been residing in is an illegal alien hotspot right now. When we get the trial, if they need, if they hire a court translator, that's when you know.
Yeah, man, you lay it out in the book for everybody to see, and it's really difficult. I said before I got started today to Sean off air, I started to highlight everything I wanted to talk with you about, and I realized I was highlighting everything, so I had to toss it out, and we had to start fresh. When we come back, Ann Coulter, Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. You'll hear more in just a minute. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to.
The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm finishing up. I'm in the middle of one of these Starbucks refresher drinks. You know, it's like a spritzer type of thing. And after reading Ann's book, Adios America, the last thing I needed was more caffeine. But
at least you're drinking it somewhere.
Let's go in hard. Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. You need to read this book. If you love your guns and you love your freedom, you better pay attention to what's in this. I'm telling you right now, go buy it. Help push it to number one, which it will be anyway with your help. But it is incredibly important you read this. Ann Coulter, welcome back. I'm having fun, so I'm going to ask you if you can stay for the final segment, too.
Yes, of course. I am so happy to be here.
Beautiful. Well, let's get cracking. For years on this program, I've told listeners that it's the mainstream media, in my personal opinion, is the most dangerous entity in this country. Mm-hmm. Not really because of what they tell us, the bias in what they tell us,
exactly.
but what they fail to tell us, what they leave out, and you nailed it. And I believe it's chapter 7 in your book on crime, immigrants and crime. Go there.
Well, actually, in the succeeding chapters, it's just a running theme through the book. The Spot the Immigrant chapters, there are four of them. They're not the numbered chapters. They're just short little vignettes about shockingly, unbelievably grotesque crime that you probably didn't even hear about, and you won't believe you didn't hear about it. And then, you know, mainstream media article, which I then go through, you know, sentence by sentence, because they always give the impression, the first one, well, I'll give away the ending, is a Hmong gang rape in Fresno, California. The Hmong, we've brought in hundreds of thousands of them as a reward for helping us with the Vietnam War. They're still coming in for that, mm-hmm. and they have all these, you know, charming practices like child rape, massive welfare use. So anyway, big article in the New York Times about it. And from the headline all the way through, you're looking for a clue. Wait, who were the perpetrators? And there's a lot of details in the New York Times article. And then, as you often find in mainstream media articles about an immigrant child rape or gang rape or whatever, this was both a child rape and a gang rape, toward the end, the author wanders off into a pointless reverie about fraternity rapes. Wait, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Where did we end up right. talking about? You heard about that 40 years ago when you were in college? And no, you have to wait for the trial transcripts to come out and to find out that it was entirely a Hmong affair. And you're completely right. I have a summary of the New York Times doing this in how they hide the immigrant. That's why it's called Spot the Immigrant for each one of these. It would be like New York Times headline. President Lincoln shot at. Wait, did he die? Oh, yeah, he died. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But did we say anything that's untrue? Is anything false in that? President shot at? No, you're exactly right. It's what they don't say. And in particular, in the case of immigration, which is why, I mean, this MSM blacklisting for this book is pretty impressive. There has not been a single mainstream media mention of this book. Usually, you know, somebody will have me on, if only to attack me.
Yeah.
No, not this one. They do not want Americans thinking about immigration. They don't even want to you know, bring me on so they can denounce me, call me a racist, say I'm making up my facts. They don't want people to think about it. And as I said in my column this week, it's an incredibly effective strategy because people are busy. They have jobs. They think about what's in front of them. Everybody's, you know, everybody has an opinion on that cop in Texas this week. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an opinion on ISIS, on Ferguson, on gay marriage, on Bruce Jenner. But most people don't even think to have an opinion on who gets to come live in America, vote in America, collect welfare in America. It just, it doesn't cross their minds because here's the menu. These are the items on for today's discussion, and immigration is just never going to be there.
I call them headline surfers, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
these, well, the media understands. They know that people are going to take a quick glance. They can skew the headline and get their point across, and most people probably aren't even going to dive into the meat of it. But that, again, you've raised so many great points. Let's go to Marco Rubio. Let's go to the Republicans for a minute. I don't want to give them a pass.
Oh, no. He does not get a pass in my book.
What is it, with everything that we've just heard from you, why would Marco Rubio, why would Jeb Bush and the rest of them, you can name names, why are they allowing this to happen? Why are they pushing this amnesty when certainly they must know it means destruction?
Well, I think it's a combination, maybe more of one, more of the other, of cowardice and stupidity. Mm-hmm. They want the donations from businesses who want the cheap labor and Silicon Valley who wants the indentured servants, which they get through H-1B visas, as I explain in my book. And you know what it's like. You will remember this. Probably it was the same thing with guns at some point, though I don't really remember that. Probably before 1994, it was the respectable Republican position to be for the Equal Rights Amendment. It was the respectable Republican position to be for abortion, which is kind of mind-boggling right now. I believe it was the respectable Republican position. I'm just guessing this, but I know things changed after that 1994 election, when Democrats were wiped out for voting for an assault weapon ban. the respectable Republican position was gun control, or as they say, sensible gun regulations. So the Democrats have a history of successfully bullying elected Republicans into taking suicidal positions.
Yep.
And it always takes the same form. Well, Republicans, you're never going to win if you can't win over the pro-abortion ladies.
Yep.
You're never going to win if you can't win over soccer moms afraid of guns. You got to be for sensible gun control. You're never going to win if you don't win over the feminists who want the Equal Rights Amendment attached to our Constitution. The Republican platform and the Democratic platform both supported the ERA, an insane constitutional monstrosity. Then somebody comes along and says, no, wait a second, this is a monstrosity. The and the Republican wins, and oh, the people love it. And now you can't imagine any Republican not being against the NRA, against abortion, and for guns. But it does have to come from the grassroots, and you need one brave person to step forward and remind Republicans, no, you win not by appealing to these balkanized groups created by the Democrats, many of whom have contrary interests, but basically, in a country that is still majority white, by driving up the white vote, particularly the working class white male vote. That's when we win. That's what Nixon did. That's what Reagan did. That's what Pete Wilson did in 1994. Oh, and a beautiful test case of it, those are described in my book, is Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona.
Yeah.
Everyone could, you know, points out how Bush and McCain got more of the Hispanic vote than Jan Brewer. Bush and McCain got, like, I don't even think it was 40%, but let's say 40% of the Hispanic vote in Arizona, whereas Jan Brewer, ooh, bad Jan Brewer, she only got whatever it was, 22% of the Hispanic vote. Ooh, bad Jan Brewer. Okay, but which one got the higher total at the end?
Right.
Jan Brewer did.
And
she
you
got
point
so
out
many white votes, she got a higher percentage of the overall vote. Go to your base. Democrats don't think, you know, we got to get some of that evangelical vote.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get some of the gun rights vote. No, they say, screw that. We're not going to win these groups. Let's drive up our angry divorcees and college professors.
Yep. Yep,
and they're
right.
Expert at it. They're
that's
expert
right.
at it. That's what they do, and they're good at it. And, you know, you point out so eloquently in the book, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not looking at the page, so let me paraphrase it from memory, that not since or that since 1948, if I'm not mistaken, the white majority, tell us about that statistic, it fascinated
Democrats
me.
Democrats have not been able to get a majority of white people to vote for them since 1948, other than the aberrational 1964 landslide, you know, JFK
Johnson.
Shot, yeah, and sorry, and against Goldwater, and maybe you shouldn't be running cranky, angry libertarians as your nominee. But be that as it may, that was a wild, wacky thing. Other than that election, or you could say since 1964, but not since 1948. Well, that's a big problem in a country that, until Teddy Kennedy's, in fact, from the inception of this country. From when the first people arrived here, who were not immigrants, they were settlers, the country was always roughly 90% white, 10% black. That is biracial.
Ann Coulter,
hold
that thought. Adios, America. The left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. Ann Coulter has been kind enough to stay with us, and I want to ask her a question when we come back about some inside the gun rights movement that think it might be a good idea to give amnesty. Why? We'll be right back with Ann Coulter.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Daily Defense, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I have to tell you, please make sure to head over to USCCA On Air for all of the latest cool stuff, the free training videos over there. If you carry a gun, if you've even thought about it, if you're thinking about it, head over to USCCA On Air and do yourself a solid, right? Learn, educate yourself, be a responsible gun owner. Everything you need to know is right there. I'm talking with the great Ann Coulter, a hero of mine. Her books are, if you've never read them, you need to read them. I went through the list. Every single one of them, Publishing Gold, every one of them, New York Times bestseller. Mm-hmm. Her newest book she found out yesterday, the one we're talking with her about today, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole, just hit number two. I know it will hit number one.
Absolutely.
And I have to, you hail from Connecticut originally, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I graduated high school in Simsbury, so I know how
Blue
liberal elitist works up there.
Oh,
yeah, I escaped.
Oh, my gosh, my poor brother is going crazy with the nonsense up there.
That was my next question.
Where to move to. And I have two older brothers, and they tell me, and I'm really resentful that they stopped doing this, that on the Connecticut shore, there used to be, I don't know, some, I forget who it was, Remington or somebody right there, mm-hmm. and you used to be able to shoot clays for free all day long. So, yeah, my brothers are great skeet shooters, but me, no, no, no. And they stopped doing it because they claimed, I don't know, something about it was bad for the environment. But now, and I'm glad gun manufacturers were pulling out of Connecticut after all that nonsense, but, oh, wow. And, incidentally, no one will mention it, very Hispanic now, Connecticut, and it doesn't show up in census reports because, again, many of them are, most of them probably are illegal. I noticed this writing my book when I was trying to write about towns that had gone majority white to majority Hispanic. Towns that I knew, I had seen, I'd been to the public libraries in, it would still say it was, you know, only like 10% Hispanic. And so I, just for fun, I started looking at other things like who graduated from high school that year, and what were the other things to look for? Wedding announcements. And just having been there or checking with people in the town, you can tell which ones have gone Hispanic. So there you go.
Isn't that something?
Immigrants who they do not respect gun rights.
Who would now? That's good. That's a great segue. Let me take you there. See, there's a faction, albeit a small one, inside the gun rights movement, and that has paused and said, well, hold on a second. Let's not forget that these people who come here from other nations, they don't have a or these nations don't recognize, nor do they have an individual right to keep and bear arms. Therefore, these folks might just wind up being on our side. Is this the same mentality of the Republicans like Bush and Rubio et al., I should say, who somehow believe that by pandering to the illegal alien third world lawbreakers is somehow akin to waving some kind of magic wand sprinkling Republican fairy dust everywhere, that they're just going to flip sides and all of a sudden want to carry guns?
Yes, yes. I mean, there are polls. And it's not surprising. I mean, this has happened historically with immigrants, even immigrants coming from cultures that weren't especially different from American culture. That is to say, Western European countries, even Western European countries where they spoke English. By and large, immigrants come to America and they vote Democrat. And then 100 years later, they start splitting their vote. Just by definition, any immigrant to America is going to be more statist, will make America less free, the same way, you know, any immigrant to Finland will make Finland less white. Any immigrant to Uganda will make Uganda less black. We are the freest country in the world. So anyone coming in, it takes a while to get used to freedom. And blacks and whites have been in this country, as I was saying just before we went to break. This is a biracial country. It is not a diverse country. It is not a country of immigrants. Blacks and whites have been living in what is known as America, created by us, for hundreds of years together. That only started to change. I mean, from the first settlers arriving, you know, around 1600 to 1970. We have been a biracial country. Yeah, there were a few other groups. We had the Puerto Ricans, and we had some Mexicans in the Southwest. But it was such a small, I mean, the census didn't even count languages other than English. So we are used to wild freedoms that we take for granted. Oh, and by the way, one thing before we get to, because I know we're like 2 minutes away. Hey, guess what? I'm doing a book signing at a gun shop on July 11th.
Oh, nice.
Where at? Tell us where it is.
It's the most beautiful gun range I've ever been to in my life. It's Oak Tree Gun Club, just outside of Los Angeles, near Clarita, and it's out in the mountains. It's beautiful. They have a million different guns. It's so beautiful. And so I'm going to do a book signing and then do a little shooting.
Nice.
Well, I'd like to invite you to do this program with us at the SHOT Show if you can make it out to Vegas in January. That'd be a lot of fun. Or the NRA convention. We'll talk about that in the future.
Yeah, why haven't I been invited to an NRA? I used to have an NRA credit card.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll find out, though, because you need to be speaking there. You know, I had dinner with Nugent and everybody, and Dana Lash was there, and Alan Gottlieb, and Tom Gresham from Gun Talk, and we all had a great time together with John Lott, and you would have fit in real well.
Not only that, I've always wanted to be, you guys have dropped those ads, but I want to restart them. The photo of a person holding a gun saying, I am the NRA.
Yeah.
I want to be in you bringing that ad back. I love that ad campaign.
I don't know why they did. Well, listen, before we head out, there's a couple of things I want to, one more quick question, really. Can we survive 4 years if Clinton were to get in the White House and now running farther left than Obama and farther left on the immigration front than he is even, which is hard to believe? Can this nation survive it? Will the Second Amendment survive another 4 to 8 years of this?
I think the worst thing about Clinton getting in would mean that we've hit the tipping point, because if after 4 years of Obama, or Republicans are just too stupid, I mean, if Clinton gets in, it will be time for a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Republicans cannot wake up and stop sucking up to, you know, all these little balkanized groups,
yep,
that vote 8-2 against them, start appealing to the people who really are swing voters, and that is working class white men. Get their vote and you will win. And I mean, once working class white men pick themselves up off the floor,
mm-hmm,
with the shock of a politician finally asking for their vote, that is still a very big and potent voting block. And if Republicans are so stupid to blow this election, as you'll see in my very last chapter, it's just a few pages, I rank all the candidates, and if you haven't read it yet, you may react badly, but I'm right, and you'll see why. Romney was a man. He was the best we ever had on immigration. He was Jan Brewer before Jan Brewer was Jan Brewer. And that's one of the reasons I'm a little testy with the immigration restrictionist groups, that they didn't make that clear, and I was the only one screaming from the rooftops about it. So I think we need to recruit Romney, have him run with Scott Walker as his vice president, and Scott Walker is the only other alternative. But if the Republicans run somebody like Rubio or Jeb Bush, it's not so much that Hillary will be in for 4 years. It will just show you there is no opposition anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very, very frightening. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half left, and I want you to spread the love. Where can people find you? Where can they read you? Where can they see you on TV? Where can they find your books?
Well, AnnCoulter.com. My column goes up Wednesday nights, and I usually post any public speeches I'll be doing there. On Twitter, I'm at AnnCoulter, and I tweet like mad. I love Twitter. I just got a Facebook page, but it's only a fan page, so I can't friend anyone yet, but I'm starting to use the Facebook page. You ought to be able to get my book in any bookstore, and if it is not there, complain about it and come to the Oak Tree Gun Club outside of Los Angeles on July 11th. It's going to be fabulous.
I would absolutely love to be at that. Sean Booker, Dano, that'd be an awful lot of fun. And thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for the book. Thank you for having the guts, if you will, to spread this message. We'll do anything we can here. We're in lockstep with you. I've read the book from cover to cover. It's outstanding. And if you haven't read the book, Adios America, The Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole, trust me when I tell you, as an Armed American Radio listener, this book tells you everything you need to know about the future of our gun rights. And thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
For those of
great
you who missed
you.
Oh, you too. Looking forward to having you back. Those of you who might have missed the live show, you're going to hear it again on Sunday. We're going to rerun this hour for you so you can hear Ann Coulter. I say that for those of you who might be listening to us on podcast. You will be hearing a repeat of this hour. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Proud to be able to bring you Ann Coulter. Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You know why.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.